It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It is an historic moment today in Egypt, offering a scene no one would have predicted just months ago. Hosni Mubarak, who ruled his country with an iron grip for 30 years, is on trial in a Cairo courtroom. The ousted Egyptian president is facing charges in connection with the deaths of more than 800 protesters during the massive demonstrations in Egypt earlier this year, demonstrations that toppled him. He also faces charges of corruption, as do his two sons, who are on trial with him. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us now from Cairo. And Mike, tell us what the scene is like there in the courtroom.
Well, it was pretty extraordinary. The Egyptians weren't exactly confident and sure that they would actually bring Mubarak into the courtroom and that he would actually appear today. But at about 10 o'clock, he and there are other defendants, as you mentioned, were brought into the courtroom, but they were put in a metal cage. And Mubarak was wheeled into the cage, lying on a bed. His two sons are also on trial, and they walked into the cage. And for the next hour and a half, as the court's judges and lawyers went through a set of procedures, Mubarak lay in his bed listening to the procedure. It was quite extraordinary to see this man who ruled Egypt for almost 30 years in a very, very tough manner was brought into the courtroom like that.
Now, how does he look? We've been hearing for a long time that he's sick, and he certainly hasn't been seen in public for months.
Well, he doesn't look that bad. The pictures, which were transmitted by state TV, they had trouble getting a clear shot of his face. He was lying down, so it was hard to see precisely how strong or not that he is. But he certainly looked like the Hosni Mubarak that we've seen in pictures over the years. He also looked like an 83-year-old man. He looked like he was understanding what was going on. Clearly, there are probably problems with his health, but he didn't look as bad as perhaps his lawyer and others wanted the public to believe.
Tell us a little more about the charges against him. And these charges carry, some of them, the death penalty.
Well, he's charged with ordering security forces to use live fire and fire on protesters that took to the streets on January 25th and after 18 days ousted Mubarak from power. So these are charges that are tantamount to murder of many, many people. That could be the capital crime if he's found guilty of those charges. He's also been charged with several counts of corruption in connection with real estate deals and gas pipeline deals. So it's a complexity of charges that are being brought against him.
And the mood in Cairo around this trial?
I would say, Renee, it's very tense. Even before the trial started and even before Mubarak was brought to the courtroom, which is at a police academy on the outskirts of Cairo, clashes broke out with pro and anti-Mubarak demonstrators who had gathered outside the perimeter that the police have established at the police academy where the courtroom is. They were throwing, for the better part of an hour, they were throwing bottles and rocks at one another, and the police were not in a position to stop them. Eventually, they moved riot police in who stopped them. But all through this morning, additional skirmishes were breaking out between pro and anti-Mubarak demonstrators. So I'd say that the mood in Cairo is tense about this.
And just briefly, how long is the trial expected to last?
That we don't know. It's not entirely clear. It's in adjournment at the moment, and Mubarak hasn't even spoken, or his lawyers haven't even spoken about him. So this could be a lengthy trial. We'll just have to wait and see.
Mike, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
We've been talking with NPR's Mike Schuster, who's in Cairo.